great news. The video call went very, very well. Too bad you couldn't participate. Perhaps you shouldn't have uploaded so many vacation photos. We call this a Strudelkopf.
Switch to Sprint, the only network with truly unlimited data.
Hi, my name is Jillian. This is my third year as a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader, and welcome to Cheer Chatter. My favorite part about game days at Arrowhead is definitely just the time I get to spend with the fans. Whether it be before the game at tailgate or during the game and visiting them in their suites, it's by far the best to see and feel their excitement for the game. In all the years that I've been cheering for the Chiefs and have been a part of this organization, the best memories sprout from the time that I get to spend with my teammates. Both on the field, off the field, at practices, just all the time. There are some amazing women who have really impacted my life. So just as Romeo Crennel has to pick the right 53 football players, Stephanie Judah has to pick the right 33 women to be a part of this squad. And although it's a difficult task, she always does an amazing job of finding the right amount of talent and character and passion, three characteristics that it definitely takes to be a successful Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader. So I'm obviously a Chiefs fan. Growing up, though, I was an athlete, and I was a student athlete all the way through college. So aside from being a Chiefs fan, just being a sports fan in general, it is really an exciting feeling for me to be able to see any sport played at the highest level possible. So that being said, it is an enormous privilege to be on the sideline every game witnessing an NFL game.